You think about all the wars that we have going on around the world, threats of war going on around the world. You think about all the natural disasters that are constantly striking all around the world, even across our nation. And then you think about all the drama within our households. All the pain, all the anxiety, all the stress. We need peace. I know that we can experience some level of relaxation and stress reduction even if we don't have, you know, for people who don't have restored relationships with God. But for the ultimate peace, which comes from God in special ways, it can only come by having a restored relationship with God. Peace. I know that's something that may not really appeal to everyone, but there's something I want us to be thinking about. Just like love is something that is done by the greatest person in all the world, God, who is also the boldest person in all the world, the strongest, mightiest person in all the world, who has the ability to control storms, who has the ability to shut the most powerful of men and women down. There's no need for us to see loving as being weak. By the same token, there's no need for us to make the mistake of acknowledging that we need peace in our lives as a sign that we're weak. Remember now, we've already been told that the day is coming when people are going to be saying, peace, peace. They're going to be thinking the world finally will finally have attained world peace. The world will finally have attained world peace. Someone will have come along to bring about peace for all in the world. And when they're saying that, peace, peace, sudden destruction, they're going to strike like a bandit. And you need to believe the folks who are going to be saying, crying out, peace, peace, in relief that it is finally here, are going to be people of all ages, all nationalities, both genders, and people of various, of all social classes. Because truth be told, even the wealthy can be stressed out. Stressed out. Everyone's going to be wanting peace. So, here's also how spiritual peace is defined. Generally speaking, it's a sense of well-being and fulfillment that comes from God and is dependent on His presence. Spiritual peace, the ultimate peace, the peace that surpasses what we can truly wrap our minds around when we're able to be at peace in the midst of some of life's crises. The concept of spiritual peace in the Old Testament is most often represented by the Hebrew root sim and its derivatives, the most familiar being the noun shalom. And its basic meaning, and this is key, its basic meaning is wholeness or well-being. Wholeness or well-being. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you were completely whole? And when I say completely whole, I mean from head to toe, you were completely healthy. Completely healthy. I don't mean recovering and everything was stable. I mean no problems anywhere in your body whatsoever. Your body completely healthy. How about in addition to your body being completely healthy, you were nowhere near being an emotional wreck because you were so much at ease emotionally. And your mind in perfect condition. No anxiety anywhere. And despite any madness going on around you, you knew that you had a relationship with God that was truly beautiful and fulfilling. Remember now, in its general sense, spiritual peace is a sense of well-being and fulfillment that comes from God and is dependent on His presence. This is something that I want from some of the wealth for, I should say, for some of the wealthiest people in the world. I know that you have a lot of money. I know you have a lot of power. I also want you to have this peace that can only come from God. I want you to be able to experience this fulfillment that can only come from God, and you being in His presence being with you by His Spirit. So whatever you need to do to experience that, forgive me, forgive those closest to you, whoever has offended you, forgive. I mean that truly. Let them off the hook. Let every one of us off the hook. Forgive us. Hold no grudges against anyone who has offended you. If you only assumed that someone did something to offend you, and maybe it didn't happen, whether it is real or imagined, and I'm sure a lot of it is real, forgive. Forgive. Forgive that person. Forgive me. Forgive them. Forgive us. Forgive. So that you can then move to the next phase of opening yourself up to receive God's forgiveness for your wrongdoing. So that you can then be in a position to be reconnected to our Creator, to God. So that you can begin to experience His presence in such a way that you can begin to experience peace in a way that you've never experienced it before and can never experience it apart from God's presence with you. I want that for the richest all the way down through the middle class, all the way down to the poorest. From the most powerful all the way down to the weakest. Forgive. Be forgiven. Be reconciled to God. Be restored in relation to God. Be restored so that you can have a beautiful relationship with the one who created us all. Wholeness, well-being. Genesis chapter 28, beginning at verse 20, says, "Then Jacob made a vow, saying, 'If God will be with me and will watch over me on this journey I am taking, and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear, so that I return safely to my father's house, then the Lord will be my God, and this stone that I have set up as a pillar will be God's house. And of all that you give me, I will give you a tenth.'" He's making a promise to God as to what he will do for God. And again, this is Jacob. Abraham's grandson, making a promise to God as to what God will do for him if God will cause the journey he's getting ready to take to go well for Jacob. Wholeness, well-being. A lot of people like to talk about how, and this is part of the definition of shalom, peace. Because God is providing so wonderfully, nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Everything we should have is in place. And we'll be getting to that. Don't rush past me. We're going to get there. Peace. We're talking about peace. So let's just be at rest as we talk about peace.